welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Okay, listen up, listeners. We have a quiz for you this week. You're a doctor, and you need to get some urine from a six-month-old child for culture. You can A, reason with the child in a calm, soft voice. B, run water nearby so the child can hear the water running. C, run a cold, wet rag over the lower abdomen for 5 minutes. Or D, tickle the child in the axilla for 3 minutes. What's your choice? Well, Mark found a poem. He's going to give us the answer. It's from the British Medical Journal. It asks a question, is there an effective way to quickly collect a successful urine sample from infants? Mark, A, B, C, or D?
Yeah, it's, sometimes the simple things. I mean, I know how I would get infants to urinate, and that was to lift their diaper off as I was about to do a circumcision and invariably get urinated on. So, it's a challenge. You want to get a urine specimen, you want to get as clean a catch as possible. And, part of us, maybe a sepsis workup on a sick kid, and waiting an hour is just not a lot of fun. And some of the alternatives, like trying to culture the diaper, aren't very good either. So, they took 354 infants age 1 to 12 months who came in to an ED and needed, for some reason, to get a clean catch urine sample. And so they randomized them to usual care, which was just waiting until spontaneous voiding occurred, or what they call the quick wee method, as you described, gentle cutaneous suprapubic stimulation using a gauze soaked in refrigerated saline. Gentle circular rubbing continued until the infant voided or for 5 minutes. So they gave that a 5 minute try. Basically, any child whose genital area was voided while it was being cleaned was also included as having voided in the two groups. Those who got the cold stimulation, the quick wee, were much more likely to void, 31% versus 12%. It also made it much more likely that they caught a successful urine sample, 30 versus 9%. There was a similar rate of contamination, about 25%. In both groups. So basically, this is one of several methods. There's another method that was covered in another poem, basically gently tapping suprapubic region at 100 times a minute was another approach. But this is one to try.
Excellent. We'll keep that in mind. I wonder, does it work for adults?
Yeah, men our age generally don't need that much encouragement to have to void.
Talk with you next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.